Friday, 23rd of October, Hey Cheshbon, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Insight into Parshas Noach.
We find at the beginning of this week's Sedra that the Doya Mabul, as Rashi quotes, sinned in three Aveiros. Avei Dezore, Gilei Avoyes, and Gezeira. Until they did all these three Aveiros, the Doya Mabul wasn't destroyed. The Maral in Derech HaChaim on Masechta Zavos explains the reason why it was necessary before HaKadosh Baruch Hu would destroy the Doya Mabul for these three Aveiros is dependent on a Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Al Shloisha Dvorim Ho'oyra Moimed Al Ateira Al Aveido Val Gemiles Chasodim. These three things is what the world stands on. These are the Yesedas of the world. Says the Maral, the Aveiros, what they did at the time of the Doya Mabul, are just the opposite of what the world stands on. Says the Maral, the Aveira of Aveda Zora is the opposite of Aveda. What did Aveda literally mean? Aveda means doing Aveda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did they do? They went and served, didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Maral, the Aveira of Gezel is the opposite of Gemilas Chasodim. Gemilas Chesed, what does that mean? To give to others. To give away to others from yourself. What did they do? They went with their gezeila, they stole from others. Here, on the third Aveira, says the Maral, the Aveira of Gilei Aroyes is mamish the opposite of Torah. Explains the Maral, Torah is a completely spiritual thing. Nus, says the Maral, is behaving physically like a behemah. Like a behemah. As Chazal will say, by Maisei Seto, why do you bring a carbon which is normally bought out of Chitin? She goes along and she brings a carbon out of barley, says the Maral, says the Chazal, because he also saw, she behaved like a miser behemoth, like an animal. Similarly, the carbon is brought from a mahal behemoth. And we find the same idea. The Torah writes that a person, the Teklav Yisrael, had to bring a mincha on Pesach out of barley, the carbon oima. And on Shavuos, they brought an shtei alechem from Chitin. Says the Chasim Sefer, what's the reason? Says the Chasim Sefer, because when they came out of Mitzrayim, they came out from one thing, from Tumah. And they became true enough Bechorim. Oh, but what kind of Bechorim did they become? They became only Bechorei Behemoth. They only became, says the Chasim Sefer, B'chayei Odom, when they got the Torah. Till Shavuos, which they got, when they got the Torah, they were categorized only as animals. Only when they got the Torah, they got the Torah, which they got at Shavuos, then they became people who were Odom. And that's why then you bring a Minchas Chitah. So I see from here that Znus is mamash like a behemoth. Being, going along and keeping Torah is a spiritual, a completely spiritual. Therefore, as we have established, that these three Aveiros are mamash the opposite to what the world stands for, which the world stands for Torah, Aveda and Gemilas Chasodim, and they did, and they uprooted the three fundamental pillars of the world. The Doya Mabul had no foundation on what to stand. Therefore, the destruction of the world was brought about. Rashi continues in the next Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayomer Elokim," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Lenoach, Kates called Bosa Bo Lefonai, Kimola Oretz Chomos." Says Rashi that the final seal of their destruction came about on Gezeila. Explains the Ramban, why did the seal of the Gzah Din come about because of Gezeila? Says the Ramban, because Gezeila is an Aveira which is Ra Lo Shemayim, is evil to heaven and evil to human beings. But all the other Aveiras are only Ra Lo Shemayim. I saw in Rav Gedalia Shor, Zecher Tzadik Levoche, in his Sefer, Oy Gedaliahu, that he says another reason why Lo Nechtam Gezah Dinom Ela Al HaGezer. He uses a vault of the Chidush HaAvim. The Chidush HaAvim says, in Parshas Nosai, in the Parsha of Gezela, the Torah writes there, "Vizvadu et chatosom asher osu." That a Yid has a mitzvah of doing vidui on his aveiros, and that is a mitzvah not only by Gezeila, by every aveira. The Rambam writes that the halacha is that you've got a mitzvah if you do an aveira, you've got to do vidui. If you want to do truth. So ask the Chidush HaAvim, why does the Torah stress the mitzvah of vidui, especially by Gezer HaGe, and from there we learn it out to all other aveiros in the Torah? Says the Chidush HaAvim a very interesting idea. He says, Gezer is the yesod, is the fundamental of all aveiros. Says the Chidush HaAvim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person koiches in order to use for his avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person ears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person feet to use to do avodah l'shamayim. If a person uses his koiches not for the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's called gezer. Why? Because he's using them against the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And explains the Chidush HaAvim. If a Yid, Chas V'Sholem, is Mechalul Shabbos. Why is he Mechalul Shabbos? Because he's got a Chendus HaMomen. He wants to go along and have money, take money. That's the whole Yisrael, says the Chidush HaAvim, of every Aveira has in it a Gezeila. And Rabbi Dalia Shor adds on, it's very interesting, by the end of Tfilas Ni'ila, what do we daven? Leman nechtal me'oishek yodeinu. That a person should stop doing Gezeila. Why? Says the Chidush HaAvim, that is the yesod of all Aveiras. Says the Rabbi Dalia Shor, that's why the Torah writes, "Leinechtam gezadinom ela alegzela," because the gezer is the yesod of every aveira, and that's why Chazal say, "Leinechtam gezadinom ela alegzela." So therefore, the three aveiras, gezer, shvichas domim, gezer, and shvichas and the aveira of aveid zora and gilei aroyes, but the seal came about by gezela. And the Kelei Yaakov says, if you look at the first pasuk of this week's Sedra, the Torah writes, Eila told us Noach, Noach ish sadik, tomim oyo b'deyoisov, es elikim is halach Noach. Says the Kelei Yaakov, in this pasuk, the Torah is laying out that Noach had all the qualities to the opposite what the Dayan Mabul had. Number one, says the Kelei Yaakov, ish sadik, that he never stole. He was an honest person, ish sadik. Tomim hoya b'deyoisov, says the Kelei Yaakov, tomim is an expression that he was fenced off from aroyis. He was noyad mol, and he never did any aveiros of aroyis. Esraelikim, his Halech Noyach, says the Klei Yokom, that is to show you that he didn't turn, he didn't do the Aveva of Aveda Zorah. So that's the, in this week, in this first posik, the Torah is adding, is saying that Noyach had all the qualities to the opposite of what the Doya Mabul had. And the Mefarshim Adom, if you look at the first pasuk after Sheni, the Torah says, "Vayoma Hashem lo Noach, boy ato v'chol beischo el atevo, ki oischo v'isi sadik lefonai b'doyaze." Why does the Torah need to add on the word lefonai? Says the Klei Yokom, Noach was makpid, was particular to the something which they were just the opposite. They tried to make a fiddle, as the Medrash says. They stole, every time they stole less than a shor puta. And in Beis Din Shel Mata, you can't go along, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, claim it. Only in Dinei Shemayim. In Dinei Shemayim, you're not lucky if you do such an aveira. Says the Torah, says the Klei Yokom, that Noach was even particular in a gezel of Bochis Mishova Puta. And that's why the Torah adds on the words, Ki oischo reisi sadik lefonai, even lefonai before me, before the Ribbono Shel Olam, as you didn't even take even a gezela of less than a Shova Puta, which there's a shaila of being particular on Obal Medina Shamayim. How did the Ribbono Shel Olam react after this Aveira? There are a few very interesting pesukim. The pasuk says, "Vayema elekim leNoach." Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Noach, "Kate's called Bosa Bola for now. It's coming, the destruction. Kimola Oretz Chomos." Carries on the Teva. "Atzei locha Teva atzei geifa." Make a Teva along Arichus. After all that, three pesukim later, the Teva writes, "Va'anani hinani mevi es hamabul." I'm going to bring a mabul. Ask Rav Moshe Feinstein. The order of the Torah should have been, Kate's called Bosa Bola for now. I'm going to bring an end to all the flesh. What am I going to do? Bring a Doya Mabul. And because you need, I'm going to have a Doya Mabul, therefore you need to have a Teva. Why does the Torah write it in such a peculiar way? The Torah writes, Kate's called Bosa. Then the Torah writes, you need a Teva. And then, at three psukim after describing The table. Why? You're going to need the table. Because you need the table because I'm going to bring a mabul. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, on that a gewaltig gewort. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that Noach should build the table, not that the tachlis should be as a way of atzola. And he wanted it to be a mitzvah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just like a yid puts on tefillin every day, and just like a yid sits in his sukkah on a sukkah, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, that's why he should build the table. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's what the Torah writes. First of all, the Torah writes, "Asay a kate kol bosa." The Torah doesn't tell you what's going to happen. Straight afterwards, the Torah writes, "Asay locho asay geifa." Go along and make a table. And make it not for no reason, just as a tzivoy Hashem. And after that, the Torah says, you know why you're going to need it? You're going to go along and to need it because of there's going to, I'm going to bring a mabul. And says Rav Moshe, that is the way a person has to go when he does any mitzvah with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even if he knows the time of the mitzvah, or but the reason why you've got to do the mitzvah is only because of the Tzivrei Hashem. And I thought, a proof to Rav Moshe's chat, the Torah writes, the pasuk before Sheni, Vayas Noach, and Noach did, Kechol Asher Tziva Oisai Elokim Kein Osa. Said Rashi, Vayas Noach, Ze Binyan Atevo. That's the building of the ark. Why did he do the binyan of the ark, says the Pasik? Kechol Asher Tziva Oisai Elokim. The Tziva why he did it was at Tziva Hashem. That's mamish like Rav Moshe learns. Rashi says, if the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to save the Yidden, to save the Manoach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got plenty of ways to do it. He didn't have to go along and make him build a teva. Says Rashi, the reason why he did it, that people should see that he's busy building for 120 years. People will then ask a question, what are you doing? Says Rashi, people will tell them HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to bring a map. So I had a kasha. Why did he have to still go to all that bother? He could have gone round with a loudspeaker and gone round all the town announcing that there's going to be a map. So the Balabatisha Teretz is that when you see something happening, it's not the same as when you hear just here. If you see somebody going building, that it makes a much greater impression on it. In my opinion, there lies in it a much greater, deeper reason in it. The world was completely destroyed. Why was the world completely destroyed? Says the Torah, because of Chomos. What is the tikkun? What is the tikkun of the chet? The tikkun of the chet is chesed. Of chesed. How do I know that? Because the Torah, the Pasuk writes, Oilam chesed yibone. If you picture a bit what went on in that year, that Noach was in the teva, through the building of Noach's teva, Noach was given the possibility to do chesed at an extent which is lo yu'uman ki yisupa. The Midrash says, Omar Rab Levi, say Rab Levi, call Yud Beis Chodesh all the 12 months. So Noach b'teva, that Noach was in the ark. Leitoam tam shino. He didn't close his eyes. Not went on a comfortable hotel bed. He didn't toam tam shino. Leihu v'lei bonov. Neither him and neither his children. So Yitzrichim, they needed to go round giving to eat the behemah and the chayis. And some of them ate at 6 o'clock, some ate at 8 o'clock, different hours. Kumbetz, I see from that the tremendous chesed that Noach did, that he had to give every one of them at its right time. And that's why he needed to build a teva. Because with building the teva, he was building the world back again to the opposite of what had happened. The Torah writes, the famous Rashi, the kids all come home with this story, and by Yisroach Noach, says Rashi, because once Noach was a minute late in giving his food to the lion, what did the lion do? The lion went along, as Rashi says, and bit him. Now let's think a minute. Noach, with all his family and members, were 8 people, the whole thing. They were busy, as we said in the Medrash, day and night, giving to eat to I don't know how many thousands and thousands of Baalei Chayim. And they were every time giving it at the right split second for a whole year. An unbelievable chesed, which as we said. Nevertheless, Noach was 1 second late. He was punished and he became a Balmum. How do you explain it? Once he did it. The answer is, Noach had to be Moisa Nefesh to every behemoth and chayo. You know why? Because he wanted to be mesakin the world back again from being a bit from what the world had done chomos. If he wanted to go along and be mesakin the world, he had to do the chesed with tremendous mesirat nefesh, without any chesorin in pegam. Therefore, for that small delay once, which he delayed once, giving a lion to eat, therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam paid him back straight away, immediately for an Einish. And we see the Rechaim HaKadosh says that why was it during the time of Adam HaRishon they weren't allowed to eat animals? Only later on in this week's Sedra we find that they were allowed to go and eat again animals, eat first time animals. Says Chaim HaKadosh, because Noach troubled himself, Noach toiled himself for the behemoth while he was in the table. Therefore, says the Ohr Chaim HaKodesh, the Noach was paid back for having done that. But as the Pasuk says, Yigia Kapecho Kiseichal, your Yigias will be paid back for what you have done. There's something very, very interesting at the end of this week's Sedra, a story which everybody knows, the story with Noach drinking wine. But there's a Meiridika Medrash, and the Duvna Maggid says something, a tremendous lesson. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk Vayesh min ayayin vayishko. Omar Rabchia Ba'aba, says Rabchia Ba'aba, Boy Bayoim, on that same day, he planted it. On that same day, he drank. And on that same day, came the whole story that they gave him to drink wine, and he was in his bazaar, and he was put to shame, being uncut. I leave out Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin's kasha. Rabbi Shua Leib asks, Noach, Rashi said at the beginning of the Sedra, kept the whole Torah. Rashi runs it out from the Posik, min Abeima Tohiro. Rashi says, Rasido Leo is Tohiro. We see Noach kept the Torah. Ask Rabbi Shua Leib. Rabbi Shua Leib, how then could he eat the fruit? I don't want to discuss that at the moment. But I want to say, the Duvna Maggid says that what he did to plant a tree, and the tree should grow on one same day, that's something shaloi kederech hateva. To plant a tree, and on that very same day, to plant the tree should give forward its fruit, and not only give forward its fruit, and on that day he should have already made the wine. That is something shaloi kederech hateva. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam do it? Says the Duvna Maggid, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam brings Chas v'Shalom a Poronius, for example a Churban or Golus, we see straight afterwards a tremendous Siyata Dishmaya to go along and to rebuild your life. For example, after a Midas Adin, there are unbelievable Shefa of Midas HaChesed. A person has to use the chesed for the right things. Noach used the siyata d'shmaya to build shaloi kederech hateva, to plant a kerem and immediately to drink the wine. I'm not saying that Noach was right. Hazal have kindness on Noach, they did it. But what I see from here is that when Ribbono Shel Olam brings Poronius on the world, or however it is, whether it's through Golus, whether it's through a Churban, we see unbelievable. I once heard this word over B'Shem Rab Eliashvei. He said it over. And Rab Eliashvei, as it's known, was a sharp man. And he added on that after the Second World War, it was a time of a tremendous Midas Hadin, an unbelievable Midas Hadin. There were more, Rachmana Litzlan, more Yidden were killed than ever before. Alt Kiddush Hashem. What was after the war? There was an unbelievable Shefa, Baruch Hashem, of Panosa. Rabbi Eliashvei said over that if Yidden would have used the Midas Adin at that time to go along and daven for Mashiach, who knows what they could have done. He said a bit sharper, which I can't say over in public. He said something very, very sharp. Very, very sharp. But what I see from here is that when we see from this parasha a Meiridika Limut, when the Ribbono Shel Olam brings on a person Chas v'Shalom a Midas Adin, or a Poronius, after the Midas Adin, a Yid has a Siyata Dishmaya from the Ribbono Shel Olam to unbelievable Chesed and unbelievable good. The Chochmah of a person is that he has to use that Siyata Dishmaya for the right things. So what we've learned from here, Be'ikah, in this parasha, the Limudim is two Limudim. A, the Limud of Ramesha Feinstein, Now, Moshe Feinstein learns from the parsha that when a Yid does a mitzvah, even if he knows the mitzvah, he's got to do the mitzvah completely as the Sivrei Hashem. And secondly, this vault of the Dumna Magid. That when a person has Chas V'Sholem, Peronius, or whatever it is, after that, he gets the Siyata Dishmaya, and the Siyata Dishmaya should be used for the right things.